There was an old wooden bridge to Manchester, as Totowa was called in those days, which Lafayette crossed in 1824, while little girls strewed flowers in his path. Just across the river in what is now called the Old Gun Mill Yard was a nail factory, where they made nails by hand. I remember going down to the old cotton mill one morning when the thermometer was down to 13 degrees below on the old bell post. In those days, there were few steam whistles. Most of the mills had a bell post and bell to ring out the news, "Come to work." Stepping out of bed into a snowdrift that had sifted in through the roof, then, after a porridge breakfast, walked 5 miles to work. When I got there, I did pound the anvil for certain to keep up circulation. In the early days of Patterson, the breathing spot of the village was a triangle square bounded by Park Street, now Lower Main Street, and Bank Street. Not including the falls, it was the prettiest spot in town, well shaded by trees with a common in the center where the country circus pitched its tents. On the Park Street side, it ran down to the river. On the Bank Street side, it ran to a roadway leading to the barnyard of the Goodwin House, the barnyard taking up part of the north side of the park. The circus was an antiquated affair, only a small tent, one-ring show. They didn't allow circuses to perform in the afternoon because that would close up the mills. Time in those days was precious, only in the evenings. But they were sure to parade their horses about the town about the time the mills stopped work. The upshot of the matter was the town turned out to the circus in the evening. It was lighted in those days by candles especially made for the show. They were giants fashioned of boards hung on wires about the tent, a peculiar contrivance. The giant candles were placed on the bottom boards, and two rows of smaller candles, one above the other, tapering to a point, forming a very pretty scene and giving plenty of light. The candles lasted during the performance, presenting a weird but dazzling spectacle in contrast with the showy performers. Many of the old names and some of the places are not remembered now. McCurdy's Pond, Goffle Road, Boudinot Street, the Town Clock Building, the old-fashioned Dutch church that burned down December 14, 1871, as the clock was striking 12 midnight. Collett, Carrick, Roswell Colt, Dickerson, Ogden, Pennington, the part of town called Dublin, settled by the first Irish immigrant. If you intended residing in the old town, you'd drink of the water of Dublin Spring, the finest water he ever tasted, said Lafayette. Just off Gunmill Yard on the gully was a long, rustic, winding stairs leading to a cliff on the opposite side of the river. At the top was Fifield's Tavern. Watching the birds flutter and bathe in the little pools in the rocks formed by the falling mist of the falls.